time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hoganson. Joining me today in studio, it's our school district update. We have Chris Winfrey, the principal from Carbon High School. We're going to talk about some construction updates from the construction that's going on up there at the high school right now, as well as some COVID-related things that are going on at the high school with winter sports and all those kind of things. Chris, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here, Dave.
Well, how's things going at Carbon High, first and foremost? Let's talk about that.
It's good. You know, it's been an exciting year. It's been an interesting year as far as, you know, the construction going on and, you know, the things related to COVID-19 and mask wearing and all of the transitions and changes that we have to make to keep kids in school. But the great thing about Carbon is we're still open. We've still got kids coming in every day, teachers teaching every day, and we're excited that we've been able to have those opportunities.
And that's one of those things. And one of the things that makes it a little trickier this year at the high school is your construction that's going on up there. Let's spend some time and talk about that right now.
Well, so with the bond construction going on, they started about mid-July, and this crew is amazing. They are flying through the construction at a rate that we didn't expect at all. And so we are way ahead of schedule is what they're telling us right now. And so if you go up to Carbon High School, pretty much every day you're going to see major changes going on. As of right now, the main structure for the new addition in the patio area is up and built. The steel is in. They've got the roof put on, and they're getting ready to start putting up walls. Right now, they're anticipating we could potentially be moving into that section of the building before school gets out this year. And then just this week, we had some discussion about the construction inside the building starting ahead of schedule. We had anticipated maybe by the summer they would be making some changes with some of the classrooms inside the building, and now they're saying they can get to those things maybe as early as Christmas break. So it's really exciting because you know, we're looking at all of this as a 2-year or longer project, and now it's possible that by the start of next school year the majority of the work will be done. And so it's great. It does mean that there's going to be a little bit more uncomfortableness. I don't even know that's really a word, but
it is now.
and patience with people with regards to parking, because the construction does take away some of our parking. With regards to things now that will be happening inside the building, where they're going to be doing some demolition and some construction inside. Some teachers might have to shift things around a little bit within classrooms, potentially move out of existing classrooms, even during the school year. And so it's going to make things a little bit difficult, but if we can be uncomfortable for a few months, they can crank through this project and we can be ready to go. And that's really the most exciting part. When all said and done, we'll have everybody in the building, no more portables, and we'll have new classrooms, and we'll have a new feel and a new look in the school, and a new office and media center, and it's just really exciting.
It is going to be a really exciting that's going on up there. And about how many classrooms are they adding?
So they're adding in the new section of the building. We're adding 4 full classrooms, a computer lab, and then 5 smaller broadcast classrooms, allowing more students to take broadcast classes from USU, USUE, so we can really ramp up the offerings that we have for college for students who want to take concurrent enrollment. That's just in the new building. Plus, when they move the media center, that's going to create 6 additional classrooms in the media center, where you currently come into the building, where the faculty room exists and the current office. That's going to be 2 additional classrooms, large classrooms. So right now, if all works out the way we're planning, we'll move all of the portables inside. So those 8 classrooms will move inside, have everybody in the building, plus have potentially 4 or 5 empty classrooms that we can use for added growth that we hope and anticipate is coming to this county over the next few years.
And that sounds great. That really does. Now, we've talked about the good, so let's talk about we won't call it the bad necessarily. Let's talk about the not so good stuff that, you know, it seems we've got to deal with right now. And that's all the COVID-related school items. Winter sports are getting ready to start right now. So let's kind of talk about those for a little bit.
Yeah, so we're grateful that we were able to get through our fall sports seasons. It was awesome. And I've said this before on the air and to people when I see them, we're just grateful that the community here in Carbon County has been so supportive of the things that we're asking people to do. We travel to go to football games in other counties, and I look around, and I'm just so grateful that people have been willing to support us. Even though it's a little weird to wear masks when you're sitting outside at a football game, people did it, and we were able to get through those seasons. Well, now we're a high transmission level here in Carbon County, which means a few minor adjustments, at least for extracurricular activities. And so some of the things that we're looking at right now, potentially with winter sports, is in order to keep those sports seasons happening, and none of this is for sure, but there are going to be some minor changes as far as how many can come and attend. We are still looking at having fans come to our winter sports, so our indoor sports, our boys and girls basketball and our wrestling. But we may be spreading people out again, asking everyone to wear masks, trying to make people as safe as possible, take as many precautions as possible. You'll see some weird things with the teams most likely wearing masks while they're on the bench, taking them off when they go onto the floor to play, putting them back on when they're on the bench, coaches in masks during practices, coaches in masks during games. Those are the things that we're anticipating happening in order for those sports to keep going. Swimming is the one where, you know, really once they hit the water, somehow it kills the virus. I don't know what happens there, but the chlorine kills the virus. They hit the water, they're good. But we don't know if we're going to really be able to have a lot of fans attend swim meets, just because, again, the small capacity and the limited space. So we're looking at some precautions there in order for our winter sports and other winter activities. We're still looking ahead to Christmas concerts for choir and band and those kinds of things, but again, with precautions. And so long as everyone's willing to support us in those limitations, wearing masks, spreading people out, maybe limiting the amount that can come to close family, parents, and things like that, we believe we can continue to have those activities, those extracurricular events, debate competitions, all of those kinds of things. And so it's really exciting that we're going to get to do this. But again, we're asking for a little bit more support when it comes to the changes. School-wise, again, the biggest thing that we're being told by the health department right now is make sure the students wear masks. We've seen spikes of cases here in Carbon County. It seems like every day we're looking at additional quarantines of this small group or that small group or maybe a large group, depending on where the exposure was. But everybody's been really patient with that. And we're just super lucky that we have a plan in place that our district and our school board thought through these processes and put things in place so that our students can continue to learn. We can quarantine, you know, an entire team for 2 weeks and they don't fall behind academically at all, because they can go right home, they can log in, they can view their classes live, they can do all their learning online, they can stay caught up. And so it's been really nice, even though we've had all these interruptions, that we've been able to continue to educate our students and keep them learning.
And I think that was one thing that even the small, you know, shutdown last year helped so much in preparing for this year and looking ahead.
Yeah, and we're prepared. We don't anticipate any shutdowns of the school at this point in time. I know there's schools all over the state and country that are shutting down. Right now, we don't anticipate that happening to our schools. We anticipate being in the building, again, with the support of students and parents when it comes to wearing masks and sanitizing and those kinds of things. But if something were to happen, we have plans in place so that we don't miss out on education. We don't have 2 weeks where we're not learning, but we're able to keep kids moving forward and keep the educational process happening.
Very good. Chris, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it. I like these talks when we find out what's going on with all the schools and in the district, and it's really helpful for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thanks for all you guys do to support us and for parents and students in the community. You know, as we've dealt with all of this, it's just been great, and we're just happy to keep moving and keep teaching kids.
All right. That's Principal Chris Winfrey from Carbon High School coming in with a school district update this morning. Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. You can listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.